Lakeland. Campers were confined to their campsites, beaches were emptied, trails along many parts of the Lakeland were deserted, and anything light-colored along the same areas had a gray, moving blanket coating them. Fish flies. They came back. And while there are still a few batches hatching after recent wet weather, most of the trouble is over. The swarms are known as mating columns, where the flies create the next life cycle of their annoying little species. The swarms can take over trees, yards, and entire beachfront areas for days and sometimes weeks. And while most of the fish fly frenzy is now over, their impact, along with their spent little carcasses and their poop, remains a lasting reminder of just how hard the little seasonal insects hit many parts of the Lakeland region. Churchill Provincial Park campers in Lac La Biche County heard the droning hum of the little black bugs starting on the May-long weekend, and a few days after, there had been swarms on the north shore of Lac La Biche Lake, forcing some lakeside property owners to wear breathing masks to do outdoor seasonal chores. Heading into June, the swarms drove residents across the region buggy. They were bad, but at least they only last a week or so, said Lac La Biche local and Remax La Biche Realty owner Jim Piquette. The swarms are simply part of the living by nature appeal the community promotes, he said with a laugh, using his best salesperson voice and explaining that the lakes, sunsets, forests, amenities, schools, and cultural mosaic of the community are obviously the selling points that draw visitors. But we get fish flies for a few days a year too. The trade-off is worth it for anyone looking to live in a vibrant and beautiful part of Alberta, the realtor said. The fish flies are a pain, but they only move into our community for a couple days. They don't stop people from moving here for much longer than that, he said with another laugh. At Lac La Biche County, Environmental Services agricultural fieldman Jacob Marfo says it's appropriate that the annoying insects start their seasonal antics around the end of May. Mayflies, sometimes called fish flies, are aquatic insects that serve as main food for fish and reptiles, said Marfo, starting out the description with some of the few positive attributes of the pesky pests. The insect does not bite, he said, coming to the end of the relatively short list of positives. The swarm of mayflies are unpleasant to humans and buildings and structures within their reach. However, no real damage is done by the flies to agriculture. Sometimes, their presence attracts reptiles which may or may not affect humans, he said, adding to the negative list by saying that fish fly dust is actually a thing, and it can cause allergic reactions. When the flies die, the molten skin breaks down and the associated dust may adversely affect people with allergic reactions. High population of fish flies can also reduce the value of structures, especially buildings, and may require fumigation to control them. He added, going further to say that the small flies can cause big troubles for motorists driving through the large columns, smearing windshields and covering headlight they are drawn to. The ag specialist says residents will have to continue to share their natural landscape with the fish flies, offering a few tips to reduce their impact. The easiest way to control them in buildings is turning off lights if possible. If not possible, replacing any mercury vapor lamps with high-pressure sodium vapor lamps may be less attractive to the insects, he said, quickly adding one more negative: any hope of light at the end of the fishfly tunnel. It must be noted that the HPSV lamps also consume more power, which may lead to higher power bill. While the fishfly situation for most is over for the season, another pest continues to cause problems with its recurring cycle. Bunches of dandelions came on strong this season in yards and green spaces across the region. Many sites still have the remnants of the yellow sea, but as summer temperatures and rains help grasses to grow, the sturdy weed is squeezed out. That said, the perennial plant that has a very strong root system can make a comeback if conditions are right, and if homeowners use shortcuts. Mowing dandelions only destroy the top section. It does little to the below-ground structures, said Marfo, explaining that a lawn maintenance program with fertilization and nutritional chemicals is the best long-term solution to the weed's growth. Dandelions are easily controlled in lawns and yards through adequate soil fertilization and chemical means. When grasses and other desirable plants grow on fertile sites, they easily outcompete the short-stem dandelions. This is the most effective way of controlling the plant chemical-free. It may take more than one season to achieve the desired results through soil fertility maintenance, but the effect is also long-termed. Broadleaf herbicides can also be used to control the weed, and digging up the entire root system of each sprout is also effective. But make sure to get every last piece, Marfo cautions. The plant can reproduce vegetatively from the roots and regrow. Hence, the roots need to be completely destroyed and properly disposed of, or they will restart as new plants when in contact with soil, he said, quickly switching hats to explain some of the good things about the bright yellow weed. Dandelions are very important source of food for humans, livestock, and insects, especially pollinators such as bees. The nectar and protein from dandelions serve as energy source for bees and other pollinators. For humans, the leaves are considered tasty and nutritious salad while the roots serve as replacement for coffee in some homes. The good news spreads a little wider, says Marfo, explaining that from an agricultural standpoint, dandelions are not considered to be a farmer's worst weed worry. Considering other weeds, dandelions are not major commercial agricultural problem, he said, listing off a 1, 2, 3 of further positives. First, the plant is easy to control with herbicide. Second, the seeds are lightweight and are easily removed from grains and other commercial crops during harvest. Finally, dandelions' growth is curtailed when cultivated agricultural crops begin to grow and outcompete them. For more details on noxious weeds, what's the worst way to stop dandelions from wrecking your yard? The worst way to get rid of dandelions is digging them up and leaving the dug-up plants on a lawn or yard. It only increases the spread, Marfo said. What's the worst way to stop fish flies from wrecking your summer? Don't smack them if they land on your white shirt, said Piquette.